Thank you. Leonard Grigorian, guitarist with the Queensland Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Brett Kelly in Rodrigo's Fantasia para un Gentil Hombre. Coming up next, an interview with the late legendary flamenco guitarist Paco de Lucia. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. There are many benefits to classical music, such as entertainment and education, but certainly none more worthy than healing. For over 10 years, Classical Guitar Alive has presented hundreds of hospital and hospice performances in its innovative music and medicine program. You can find out more on our website, classicalguitaralive.org. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring Spanish and Spanish-influenced music with commentary by the late legendary flamenco guitarist Paco de Lucia, who spoke about purists in the flamenco art form.
Of course, all my life I've been not fighting but suffering these purist people, because as you know, I come from a very old tradition. And I start very young to change things, little to little, no very big change, not a revolution, an evolution on my way. So from the beginning, I'm fighting with those people. Years ago, I suffered a lot. But one day, I see very clear that I cannot be other thing than a flamenco guitar player. Even if I want to be a jazz player, I cannot. I am what I am, what I see when I was a kid. So I finished suffering with these people. Because at the end, all those people, they agree now. After many years, they agree. So I feel not secure, because you never feel secure, but less insecure. Flamenco brings, for example, I start to play company dancers, company singing. And I have in my background a very important rhythm way. So I think the flamenco rhythm for this trio is nice. And the flavor, the taste of the flamenco and the trio is give a nice touch to the music.
Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard Paco de Lucia, John McLaughlin, and Al Di Meola performing a piece titled Guardian Angel by John McLaughlin. And before that, we heard Paco de Lucia speaking in a 1996 interview supplied by Verve Records. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund, and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our Music and Medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
Hi there, this is Jan Arden, and if you're listening to something fabulous, well, you're listening to DJSF 90.1 FM Simon Fraser University Radio, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
This is broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
This station and the more than 250 across the country like it need your support. Day in and day out, they bring you the news that matters. They play the music you won't hear anywhere else, and they are a part of this community. You can make sure they get the funding they need to grow by visiting mycri.ca, where you can find all the details about the Community Radio Initiative. It takes less than 5 minutes and a few clicks to generate an email to the politicians who need to hear from you, mycri.ca.